This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so that's why you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, if you are, concerned about our country, yes, you should listen to this radio show because we pretty much bring it to you. As to what are all the strange things going on. I mean, you're probably hearing about a lot of assassinations lately. And, of course, now we have an eighth person implicated in the Dominican Republic, the killing fields for Americans, regardless of your race, by the way, right? Your sex or race, regardless, they're just killing them off out of the Dominican Republic. Another eighth one. Let's do the dance. And, of course, now it gets another up to 10 or 12 political assassinations in the country, and Hillary Clinton's brother is supposed to be one of them. Yeah, that one, you know, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It's interesting how the news span for some people, it amazes me. And I know they're good listeners and everything. Some people are, well, they don't listen to the show. And in fact, I had a guy yesterday talk about this, and I said, do you listen to my radio show? He said, well, no. And I said, well, a couple weeks ago, we brought this up about Hillary Clinton's brother dying. Don't you think that's odd? Well, I just found out about it today. Okay, so there is a a delay in some people in getting the news. Now, I'm really not faulting them. And by the way, a shout out to all of the people with that follow us and also contribute to the show. Most of the information we get is from citizen journalists on this show, on the ground, boots on the ground. That's the way it is here. And this is what, you know, we pull this all together pretty much with the good work of citizen journalists all around the country and the world, even. We get worldwide information because we have worldwide listeners. By way, of course, Red State Talk Radio with a talk monster. We are on talk Red State Talk Radio, 36 hours of continuous talk radio on Red State Talk Radio. 36 hours per day. Yeah, listen, we go beyond the 24 hours per day because we have two channels, audio channels, that we broadcast out of. So Red State Talk Radio, you can get the app and everything, and you can listen to us. We're on from 6 to 9 Pacific, 9 to 12 Eastern, of course, and all you East Coasters out there. All my New York listeners, we have a bevy of them out there, a bunch of them in New York, which I really appreciate. I think what the thing is that New Yorkers, upstate in particular, they empathize with the rural Californians. Hence the whole thing about rural versus urban, you know, new California state business, all that stuff. That is a, sort of a fact about what's going on. So anyway, we've got a whole bunch of stuff ahead of you here in this hour and also in the next hour. So you can stay with us here. Call in line is 215-867-8255. We're going to open it up here in a second. So you can call in. That's 215-867-8255. So let's talk a little bit about, I can't believe I'm going to do it again, but we're going to do it again. California. Yeah, the state of California. I want to make it very sure this is not the new California state. This is the state of California. The state of California. Okay. Now, again, this is not the people of California. I absolutely believe it is not the people of California. I mean, I live in California. I talk to dozens, sometimes hundreds at a time per day. Well, of course, people who listen to the radio show. And it's certainly not the sentiments of the California people. You see, we have an elected elite. We have a dictatorship in California in governance. It's real simple. We live in a dictatorship here in California. It's a communist/socialist dictatorship, driven by those in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. That's the core of it all. They have a full-time legislature 11 months out of the year, right? I mean, they pulled the wool over everybody's eyes when they went to an 11-month legislature, which means they can legislate any law they want as long as they get all the parties concerned together, one big happy family. They have a democracy. And so this is what happens when you have a democracy. Everybody's agreement. Oh, yeah. But there's no morality about it. There's no control on the agreement. It's only a one-sided agreement. It's groupthink. Right. So this is what happens when you get into socialism and you get into communism and you manipulate the system, by the way. It's all corrupt. It's all on the basis of corruption. There's no fair elections out here. None whatsoever. And, of course, what the laws and everything that they're restricting business, education, you name it, they're restricting it here in California. And why? Because they need money. They need the all-time tax dollar, and they're growing broke. And, of course, yesterday we highlighted that because we got that report and said that there's three scenarios that could happen in California with this recession that's happening right now. And none of it is good for cash flow for the government of California. It's a terrible thing. So we have that going on. So now we got this. The push to let go prisoners, right? Prisoners' rights! Prisoners' rights! So what if they slash people's throats and burn them alive? They should be let go. They should not be put to death. So we saved them from death. Because Gavin Newsom gave everybody a powder on death row, right? And now we need to let them out, those throat-slashing people. They're just good people. Just don't give them a knife. We'll release them, but just don't give them a knife. They can never hold a knife. Maybe a ball-peen hammer. Maybe they can switch to tools in the toolbox, right? To a ball-peen knife. They can go to throat-slitting to head bashing in one fell swoop with a ball-peen hammer. That's okay, though. That's okay. Let them bash your child's head in, and it'll be just fine. Because we say so, because we're the dictators in charge. You see, they need these felons on the street. to create the chaos and destroy the society. And then they can rebuild the society. That's the socialist dream, right? So here we have this now, the socialist dream. California moves to let felons serve on juries. Shocking. And guess who brings it forward? Another loon. A loon, but she's in charge. See, you elect the loons so you can get lunacy. Senator Nancy Skinner, Democrat from Berkeley in Sacramento, making the announcement. The state of California has made no secret, this is from the Orange County Register, that it wants to let as many people out of prison as possible. From the early release of inmates through AB 109 to filing parole boards with felon-friendly commissioners to decriminalizing a litany of felonies and drug offenses with Props 47 and 57, Sacramento lawmakers are bending over backwards to dramatically reduce the state's inmate population. Despite all of these efforts, the number of inmates hasn't dropped dramatically enough to satisfy the state's ruling Democrats. Boy, wow, the Register, you're finally stepping out, called the ruling Democrats. It's about time you got on board, Orange County Register. So they're kicking tires on a new approach, rigging the jury system so no one gets convicted in the first place. Shocking, the Orange County Register steps up. They've got the cojones in the sack, and they step up. Where have you been all these years, Register? While you let this slip slide in your own county. Where were you on the rulings about voting? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Talking about, I was sort of bashing the Orange County Register there for a while. A left-wing rag, and now all of a sudden somebody, this is the opinion section. Sometimes they, maybe they're getting sick and tired of being run over by the communists down there in Orange County. Huh? Chapman University, anybody? The Marxist leftist Chapman University? There you go. Yeah, for those of you that, like myself, who went to Chapman University, and I'm proud, what are they, the Panthers? Yeah, we're the Panthers. It's kind of interesting. The Orange High Panthers, right next, the campus of Chapman University in the city of Orange is the old high school from the, built, I think, from the 20s to the 30s to the 40s. Beautiful facility as a high school. And it was abandoned, I think, in 1952 or 53, sold to Chapman University, which I think came from the Woodland area of California. Oakland. Oakland. But before that, they were out of the Northern California city of Woodland. Yeah, Princeton or something like that. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. I look here, and it says, Orange High School in commencement photos. This is on the same story. Now, this is the Orange County Register, published by, and the writer is John Phillips, the Orange County Register. And I'm happy to see John Phillips write this. I'm shocked to see it's in the Orange County Register. Because they've turned so leftist, and they've been leftist for a long time. And back in the day, they were not leftist. Boy, no, anything but a bastion of conservatism. But then it changed in the 80s and 90s. And all of a sudden, certainly during the Clintonista eras, and after the Orange County bank raise, boy, did they swing left. Did they go to the socialist side? And now all of a sudden we get this from. Shocking. Maybe it's a good first step. I don't know. But, you know, I get a little frustrated. But anyway, check it out, though. It's interesting. I'm coming to this article, and I'm bashing. I look over to the right, and I go, now, Orange County is my old home, you know, of course. Years ago. I'm a graduate of Orange High School. And what did I get the other day in the mail? A reunion. 50 years. 50. All right, I know it dates me. 50 years. And here we go in this article right here. I pulled it up today. This is it, today's stuff. This is no joke. You can see it. This is what it says. Graduation 2019. Orange High School in commencement photos. Oh, my God. Look at those faces in those orange hats. The girls wearing white and the boys wearing orange. There you go. Commencement photos. Heather McRae. I can't be Coach McRae's daughter or granddaughter. Maybe it is. I've got to find out. Heather McRae. I'm sorry. We're going down memory lane on this article. Heather McRae. Well, there's only a few McRae's around there. Only a few. It says, there's 43 pictures of this. Graduates of Orange High School cheer at the conclusion of the commencement ceremony. Now, I wonder if they still do the same amphitheater thing. They must. Oh, no, they're doing it at the stadium, it looks like now. Oh, they do it at Anaheim Stadium. Really? Yeah, I call it Anaheim Stadium. Yeah, I don't call it L.A. I see. They have, must be three different things going on here. Oh, boy. Yeah. Turned it over to the stadium people. And then, it's great. Great. Congratulations. And 50 years. Should I respond? Should I stay or should I go to my graduation? Commencement. I mean, it's 50 years later. No, I graduated. No, I got out. I graduated. I made it. Mrs. Gunn, though. I'll tell you, Mrs. Gunn, my senior English teacher. She gets my hackles up. Okay, listen, I got to get back to the main story here. And that is that in California, see, we live in different times 50 years later, right? 50 years later. This is what they said here. It says the state of California has no secrets. Says the most recent push. Listen to this. Now they're going to rig the system. Okay, we figured that out. Thank you, John Phillips, for that comment. The most recent push in Senate Bill 310, authored by State Senator Nancy Skinner from Berkeley, a Democrat, of course. There are no Republicans left. And it would allow Californians who have prior felony convictions to serve on juries. In a press release promoting the proposal, Skinner wrote, SB 310 will help ensure that California juries represent a fair cross-section of our communities. People with felony records have the right to vote in California. There is no legitimate reason why they should be barred from serving on a jury. Currently, felons are prevented from serving on juries because of their obvious and inherent bias against prosecutors and law enforcement. That was the author, John Phillips, writing that. If you honestly believe that jurors in California who've served time won't be more lenient towards accused criminals, I've got a bullet train to sell you. Good for you. John, good job, brother. Of course, I know you're probably just a fly in the ointment at the register there. But that's okay. You're a good fly. You'll get out of that ointment soon enough. It says, people who have a family member in law enforcement are excused from jury duty all the time because of the possibility of bias, even unconscious bias. How can someone who's served time be considered free of bias? That's like having crazy cat ladies vote. Crazy cat ladies. That's like having crazy cat ladies vote on how many cats a person should own. I'm not sure I understood that line. It said, well, I get that, but that's kind of a crazy line. Let me read it to you again so you get where I'm coming from. That's like having crazy cat ladies vote on how many cats a person should own. It should be noted that SB 310 makes no distinction between violent and nonviolent offenders and even allows convicted felons who are still on probation or parole to serve. Imagine serving your time, getting out of the clink, then getting sentenced to 6 months of jury duty on an insurance fraud case. Haven't you paid your debt to society already? Since this is California and the idea is cartoonishly preposterous, of course, it sailed through the Senate Public Safety Committee on a 5-1 vote. In testimony before the committees, Brendan Woods, Alameda County's public defender, noted that defendants of color are often faced with juries in California in which no one who sits on them looks like them. Now, this is, you got to remember, and again, everything comes out of, for these kind of things, for law, comes out of Oakland. It always comes out of Oakland. And they oftentimes will bring a whole bunch of people on buses. They bus them in. They bus them into the state capitol and appear before the subcommittees and the committees on all these issues. And, of course, they punk you a lot because they bring in, you know, gangsters and thugs and punks and things like that. And so people are supposed to feel intimidated inside. And they are. I've talked to some of those legislators. I feel like I don't want that little guy coming around my house and down in, you know, down in Garden Grove. We can't have a guy coming around, you know, this. So they get scared. It says, since the Public Safety Committee vote, SB 310 has been approved by the full Senate. It was approved 27-10. Shocking. Now, you got to remember something about the Senate. There's 40 senators. 11 are Republican. Get it? That's the vote you get right there, 27-10. It's a monoparty system, folks. Supermajority. Look, I'm willing to compromise on this. If an ex-con wants to be judged to judge a wet t-shirt contest, I say go for it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're doing some castigating, criticizing, and praising. High praise for a lonely author by the name of John Phillips out of the Orange County Register who's absolutely slamming. I mean, I say, you know, it's the Orange County Register. You know, kind of got to go with the flow, right? But he's absolutely slamming the buffoonish behavior of, course, the California State Senate. And, of course, one of the things I was telling you, that this passed the Senate, this whole notion of allowing felons to serve on juries. Nice, huh? Nice. And what happened is it was approved by a vote of 27 to 10 in the Senate, in the full Senate. Okay, let me run the numbers for you. So you get how it works, the democracy in California. Supermajority in the Assembly, supermajority in the Senate. There's 40 senators. There's 80 Assembly members. This is how the vote went down. 27 to 10 vote for approval. That's a total of 37-3 non-voting. There's 11 Republicans of the 40. Ding, 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 ding. That's called a clue. And, of course, how did they get there? By fraud, obviously. Voter fraud is the key thing to all this. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed up on the... If you have 80 assembly members, 20 are Republican. Well, actually, they're missing one now. They're down to 19 because one, Dolly, stepped out of the assembly. He's going to become a senator. Oh, and when are they going to fill that one in district? I think it's district assembly district 1. No, there's no plan for that one to be filled. So there's just less Republicans, of course. So there's 80 assembly seats. 60 are Democrat and 19 are Republican, and one missing. Just void. They're not the word that I heard yesterday was there's no election scheduled. Oh, okay. He goes on to say, look, I'm willing to compromise on this. If an ex-con wants to judge a wet T-shirt contest, I say go for it. But felonies are serious business, and the public deserves honest trials with juries who will evaluate the evidence with as few biases as possible and vote accordingly. Okay, well, listen, I got in the new world of Orange County and the rest of the state of California, this idea that felonies are serious business, it's not there. Felonies aren't nothing to see here. Move along. The felony is not serious. And the public deserves honest trials? No. The public deserves dishonest trials. And juries who will evaluate the evidence as with as few biases as possible and vote accordingly? Ha! The jury, apparently, is supposed to evaluate the evidence with as many biases as possible and not vote accordingly. More importantly, that's what victims deserve. Oh, come on. Not in California now. Victims don't deserve that. Victims aren't guaranteed anything by the Guarantee Clause of the United States of America, Article 4, Section 4 anyway, right? Nobody in California is afforded any more of the guarantee, if you're a citizen anyway. If you're a non-citizen in California, this is called flipping the script. And this is the essence of it all right here in this discussion. If you're a citizen in California, you're not. None of this applies to you. You're guilty. You're guilty of everything. You don't count. It's mind over matter. They don't mind, and you don't matter. That's the way it is. He goes on to say, plus, I'm not willing to risk having a juror whose vote on guilt or innocent might be swayed by a carton of Marlboro Reds. Can you imagine turning on the news and one night and hearing this phrase, Mr. Cosby, have you and your fellow jurors reached a verdict? I think he's calling Bill Cosby. Make no mistake, SB 310 is not about expanding civil rights for persecuted minorities or reintegrating felons into society. It's about stacking the deck against prosecutors by making it impossible to win criminal convictions. Well, that's true. But see, that's true. And what's wrong with that? Come on, John. This is the new 21st century California. And boy, if you believe that, I've got a dam to sell you in Oroville. Sometimes reality just doesn't catch up to reality, does it? No, it does not. Come on, Johnny. Come on. Or you guys actually sound like... I can't resist this. I very seldom read the comments about stuff we do, but sometimes I'll read it about this article. It says, California is full of leftist losers. This state is an embarrassment. That is what you get when you vote in idiots like Pelosi. Okay, I'm gonna play on this. This is from Jack Frost. This is one of the comments. Jack Frost. Jack, brother, and everybody else who hears this. They have done a magnificent job of destroying governance in this state. They have rigged every election in this state. It's a dishonest state to be governed in. It's completely run by the dictators, which are socialist communists. Okay, now with that in mind, Jack, your statement is just, it's falling on deaf ears, brother. The system is so turned against the American citizen living in California that it's a complete it's a tight, locked trap dictatorship is what we have here. Now, this guy, Christopher Roman, he comes up, just stay out of California. And that's true. If you're American, that's the best advice yet. That's what the state of California wants you to know. Just stay out. We want the illegal foreign nationals, of course. That's why in the first hour, we brought to you the whole thing about the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, flying him into San Diego from El Paso. Apparently, a lot of Californians are taking your advice. There's a mass exodus happening. Law enforcement is whining about felons on juries, but in Alameda County, the undersheriff and sheriff's department, the number two person on the organizational chart, a heartbeat away from becoming sheriff, pled guilty to felony white-collar offenses in the early 80s, but somehow he's risen to his current post. Incredible. Well, it is California, right? Run by the liberals on the lunatic fringe. Do not really expect anything else. And, of course, that person's in not that the truth's not coming to that person. We are in a situation where we have a dictatorship. The only way to stop the insanity is to move out of the state. Let them choke on their illegals and felons. And, of course, that's the wrong attitude right there. You have to stand your ground, Californians. You have to stand your ground. There is a way. It's called New California. Which one goes the nationalist? I've known a lot of Californian leftists. To the it, they are unhappy. What that means. Often unattractive personality and physically mean, vindictive, and full of revenge. This guy really is getting down and nasty. If you're ugly, basically, you're a liberal. Well, there are those short-cropped women. I'm sorry, but just, you know. Build a wall at the orange, at the river in the border. Anyway, we got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and newcaliforniastate.com. That's the answer to all this foolishness, by the way. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back. Oh, my God. We're back. You're on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, well, we got some just major league stories going on here that should interest you if you're in anywhere part, any part of the country. We kind of covered this whole thing about what's going on in this fake agreement with Mexico. It's turning out to be fake. I told you it would. I told you it would. The fake agreement with Mexico. We had this video that we got sent to us yesterday by a citizen journalist, I might add. DHS hides fake refugee airliner and threatens arrest of blogger. It said, despite the agreement between the United States and Mexico, the rate by which the illegal invasion at the border between the two nations continues to rise. In a video by the Patriot Fire, the evidence cannot be denied. From the video comes this explanation. Until now, the fake refugee flights coming to San Diego have been unloading next to the runway, which was in plain sight. But then, the agreement sets in. Get it? If you have a telescopic lens or binoculars, you can see it. This time on June 12th, though, they headed for another part of the airport where the view is partially blocked. They don't want you to see it. They take it out of view. Ding, 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 ding. And they continue to this day. They headed for another to partially block the view of anybody getting off the airplane. That's what's going on at the border. Just a little bit. So it's a violation, of course, of the Mexico agreement. This comes right off the... Yeah, here you are. This is 2 days ago this happened. Here we are, and we got this agreement, and Mexico's not standing up to it.
San Diego have been unloading on the tarmac next to the runway, which was in plain sight if you had a zoom lens or binoculars. This is a photo of an earlier flight unloading on the tarmac. This time, though, they headed for another part of the airport where the view is partially blocked. Here you see the airliner heading off.
Oh, there he goes.
It seems they don't want people to see that it's still business as usual after the agreement with Mexico.
Shocking. Shocking. Sign the agreement with Mexico, and they just go on their business. They just hide it more. They park that plane in another location. Then they rouse this guy because he's videotaping the illegal foreign nationals get off. The disturbing thing about this, though, was that the assistance, the full-fledged assistance that was going on by the Department of Homeland Security, dressed in the browns, not camouflage uniforms, clearly military-style outfits, though, the DHS, armed to the teeth, had all the, you know, paraphernalia, regalia that goes along with that. And boy, were they were giving these people extra special treatment, protecting them from, you know, the citizens of the United States who were pretty ticked off about this invasion. But they're getting more, see, they get more privilege than the American citizens. Now, forget about the racial aspect of this. I'm trying to get this across to you. You got to more think more. Throw the race cards out here. They have. The racists have thrown out the race cards all over the place, but they've ignored them this time. They said, look, we'll make it equal. We'll make it equal here in our little project of population replacement. Anybody who's a United States citizen, they get, well, there's no discrimination here. There's no, if you're black, if you're brown, if you're yellow, if you're pink, polka dotted, whatever. There's no, if you wear a headscarf. Hello, if you're a Muslim American, I got to tell you, you're just as a citizen, you're in just as much trouble as the Catholic or the Protestant, or if your skin color is black or brown or white, you're a citizen. That's the defining factor for these people. You're an American citizen. They want you gone, and we know we've been seeing this going on, the replacement mentality of the California state government for years. And now they're just applying it nationally. And they're making sure that all these illegal foreign nationals, they get the best treatment. This is coming from our own Department of Homeland Security. So much for feeling so secure, huh? And we've been saying this for a long time, but it's just becoming more and more flagrant according to some of the people that we've talked to in the Homeland Security. I guess, I've been sort of infected this week because I've been in touch with some of these folks that we contact. We got a couple people down on the border. We've been telling you this for a long time, and they've about had it. And then I talked to another person who their people said they've just about had it. Different people, different sources. And it's kind of like, oh, well, when you start to hear that sort of thing, you start to realize they're at the breaking point, the good guys in the Department of Homeland Security, because there's so many bad guys left over from the Obama administration that are enabling this whole process to move forward. They're so gleeful about the invasion. Who are these guys? They don't like America. These are the people that we must stop. And, of course, they're colluding with the cartels. Listen, big money, if you're a person of that nature and getting the payoff, if you're a cop, is big. Yeah. It's big. How are we going to stop it? I don't know. Well, I do know how to stop it. But does anybody have the cojones to do it? And that's the question. When are we going to put a stop to this? Will it be tomorrow? Will it be 10 days from now? Or wouldn't we get 5 million coming across the board? I said we're getting close to that million mark already. Last month it was easily 500,000 people were coming at the border. I said it's going to be 1 million. Now, when we say that, we're talking about those that are reportable, that they've already picked up. Then you do it by three, and you figure out, oh, my God, it's about 500,000 people. The ones that get away, triple it, and that's the number you get. I don't care what anybody says. I think everybody agrees with that. That's kind of that 2.5 to 3 doubling, and you get a fairly accurate idea of how many are coming across the border illegally. And 90% of people who claim to be coming to this country on asylum, 90% are rejected. And by the way, another 90% doesn't even show up. Oh, they have to show up? Yeah. And 90% of those don't show up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com or newcaliforniastate.com. Become a member. You can join the New California State March to, well, becoming the great state of New California. It's going to be happening pretty soon. We're going to be talking in the next hour, oh, about several different things in regards to California and New California, so, and also how it impacts the other states of the Union, because it does. It absolutely does do that. Some of the things about Pacific Gas and Electric, oh, my God. And California is rated the biggest contributor to America's productivity growth. Excuse me, I have to have some coffee. It's bold, baby. It's bold. Yesterday, we talked about the stunning recession numbers, and now we're going to talk about California rated the biggest contributor to America's productivity growth. That's true. That's true. Since 2002 to 17, problem is the regulations and tax. Everything, of course, eats up any of that profit, I guess you could say, from taxes in the way that they legislate themselves and the way that they've been spending billions of dollars on illegal foreign nationals, right? All that's going to come tumbling down. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Become a member. Join up with the New Californians. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.